We think of certain issues as contemporary: the plight of the poor, rent gouging by landlords, divisions by class, the corruption of the wealthy. George Bernard Shaw, in the late 19th century, saw these same problems. A theater critic and unsuccessful novelist, he decided that writing a play was the only way to get people to sit up and take notice and do something, and came up with Widowers' Houses, which would be his first produced play. Mostly forgotten today in light of his more famous works, such as Pygmalion and Major Barbara, Widowers' Houses is currently being staged in a rare revival by Aurora Theater Company in Berkeley through March 4th.
Shaw was influenced and sort of spurred into writing this play because he heard a lecture in London by an American economist named Henry George.
Joy Carlin, director of the production.
He gave this lecture in London that Shaw happened to go into. It was about, of all things, income inequality. This inspired him because Shaw, looking around him and saw the conditions of some people, the way they lived, the slums in London, and he decided that was really an important issue and he should write about it, and it rings true today.
But he doesn't hit you over the head with a social commentary. Nobody's a sneering villain, and often nobody's a hero. His women tend to be strong-willed and vital. Today we applaud these kinds of characterizations, but Shaw got there over a century ago. What Widowers' Houses does is make us realize that through all the technological and apparent social advances of the 20th century, the 21st century still resembles the 19th in so many ways, and not just as a Gilded Age. Because Widowers' Houses is from a different time and place, and because Shaw hadn't fully come to grips with the playwriting process, the speeches can be too long and the pacing a little dry and the emotional impact of some scenes too restrained. But patience has its rewards. What helps is the production itself, in particular the performances of the three leading actors. Warren David Keith steals the show as Sartorius, the self-made man who sounds reasonable until he begins to sound like a 19th-century Koch brother. Dan Hoyle is the young Dr. Trench, a liberal until he realizes he's a hypocrite, and Megan Trout is great as Sartorius' daughter Blanche, the first in a long line of strong Shaw women whose violent actions on stage must have made those early audiences shudder. What Joy Carlin has achieved as a director is present a play that could sit dully upon its didactic socialist morals, and instead keeps the audience entertained and enlightened throughout. Widowers' Houses by George Bernard Shaw, directed by Joy Carlin, plays at Aurora Theater in Berkeley through March 4th. For more information, you can go to auroratheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.